This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Tight budgets mean the school nurse is going the way of arts and PE classes, an unaffordable luxury in some schools. This as more children need treatment for serious diseases such as asthma and diabetes. Mary Rose Abraham reports.
Hull Middle School in Southern California has 4 diabetic students on campus. If their blood sugar levels happen to dip too low, they'll need immediate treatment. So school nurse Colleen Egan trains the principal and some of the other staff on what to do.
The next step is you're going to pick up your syringe and pull the cap off the needle, being careful not to stick yourself. Lay the cap down.
Nurse Egan trains the staff because she may not be at the school during a diabetic or any other emergency. Torrance School District, where she works, only has 5 nurses for all 30 schools in the district.
When I first started in the district, my assignment was 9 schools and about 6,000 students. So now I have 6 schools and about 4,500 students. It's still too much, but it is better.
It's far from ideal, though. The National Association of School Nurses recommends 1 nurse for every 750 students. That's not what they found in a recent survey of about 4,000 nurses. Janice Hootman is president of the NASN.
There are about 35% of nurses that serve over 5,000 students in their caseload.
As school districts tighten budgets, they cut nursing services, even as students need more health care at school, especially for chronic conditions like asthma and diabetes. According to the Centers for Disease Control, between 1988 and 2002, there was a 45% increase in the number of children who were overweight, the primary risk factor for type 2 diabetes. The CDC notes type 2 diabetes is becoming more common in children and adolescents. Janice Hootman has seen the rise in chronic childhood illness firsthand.
Type 2 diabetes was an unknown phenomenon in children until recently because of the obesity concerns in children. Asthma has been on the rise since 1985 as far as incidence in children.
But it's not just chronically ill students who rely on school nurses. According to the CDC, more than 4 million children lack health insurance. That means the school nurse often has to act as the primary care physician.
Nurses have experienced interacting with children who have waited over the weekend with broken bones. We've had children with ruptured appendixes waiting over the weekend because they have nobody else to turn to than the school nurse.
Districts without enough nurses must find other ways to care for students. In Torrance, nurse Colleen Egan hits the road to travel among her 6 schools.
We're on our way to Madrona Middle School, and I have some vision and hearing to do there, and I want to check the medication book to see how the kids with diabetes are doing with their blood sugar regulation.
This kind of mobile nurse is a short-term fix for schools. A more permanent solution means approaching lawmakers and lobbying for mandatory nurse-student ratios. Colleen Egan hopes new laws will protect her and the estimated 40,000 school nurses nationwide from being thinned out any further.
What's this letter?
K-H-O-R.
Oh, you are good on your alphabet. You are really good.
For NPR News, I'm Mary Rose Abraham.